This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yankees two wins away from, well, basically two games away if you think they're going to sweep like we do, two wins away from going to the World Series, winning the American League pennant. So very exciting stuff as they head back to Cleveland to try to finish off this series, and we've got Game 3 tonight, Citi Field, with the Mets and the Dodgers in the NLCS. However, of course, as everybody knows who pays attention to this show and sports in New York, when there's a big breaking story, it will happen between 10 a.m. and 10:10 a.m. So BT and Sal, always in that first segment, get some sort of breaking news. So good for them, bad for us. So Pete Hoffman, he bounces in or bops in, gives a breaking news sounder, and those guys react to it. And yesterday was the Devontae Adams trade that you've been talking about since training camp, and how pissed off he was there after Derek Carr left, and then the whole receiver documentary, and you could just see it, and Aaron Rodgers and the wide receivers here. And even yesterday, it just before, when we're talking about this, before the trade goes down, it seems like the complaining about Mike Williams and the Devontae Adams being here are linked. And Peter Schrager tweeted out, Mike Williams is very much on the trade block, so I don't think they're going to cut him. They'll probably trade him. But Aaron Rodgers clearly done with that guy. And when you bring in Devontae Adams, then you just got too many people in the room anyway. So how much does it help is the question. It definitely helps. I mean, this guy is one of the better receivers we have seen in the league in the last decade. Those two guys certainly have chemistry together. But you know, one thing I'll say is that all the blame and all the glory, no matter where this season goes, has to fall right at the feet of Aaron Rodgers, because he is in more control than ever. And he could sit there and tell you that tell Pat McAfee that, oh, it's funny the amount of control that people think that I have. Okay, within a week and a half, the guy that you didn't respect and like as a head coach is gone a day after you talked to the owner on the phone. And now, popping up behind you is Devontae Adams after you trash your wide receiver after yet another loss. Here's Devontae Adams in the Zoom call. Sorry, it's all on you. So now, I didn't think it was possible to have more pressure on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Now there's more pressure on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets because they're throwing everything into this season and giving Aaron everything he wants. So you better turn this thing around.
And by the way, at the owners meeting, Woody Johnson was asked about this. He thinks he's got a great team. And he has openly said that this is the best team I've had since I've been an owner. So everything that, you know, that Woody has said over the last, you know, when he is talking about his team, tells you that, you know, he believes that this team will turn it around. And I say, I just hope that it's not too late. You know, I knew this trade was coming. I thought it was going to be earlier. I was hoping for it to be earlier. Now you got to put him in the middle of all of this. Hopefully Garrett Wilson will, you know, embrace this. Watch how he runs routes. Watch how they do what they do together. I don't think this really has anything to do with what happened with Mike Williams, you know, on Monday night. I think this thing's been in the works for a while. I've been telling you. It's just a matter of when the Raiders were ready to pull the trigger on this trade. And, you know, and of course, I think when you listen to Antonio Pierce talking about business decisions and you talk about different things that were going on with the Raiders, it's just a matter of time before this was going to go down.
Well, I just think, right, just a matter of time. But I think that it was accelerated by the fact that they lost three games in a row. The offense has stunk. And you have your quarterback talking about guys running the wrong routes and not on the same page. I mean, it might have happened anyway, but it just felt like it was accelerated with all those facts.
Yeah, I mean, but this is what, if you're going to go all in with a 40-year-old quarterback who's really trying to come back from a major injury, and you want to give him the best situation around him that he feels comfortable with, then you're going to try to surround him with the players that he wants. And this is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. This is a guy who's got a lot left in the tank. This is not somebody that, you know, they're just plucking off the street. I mean, this is a guy that the two of them together were the most explosive duo in the league. And you got to hope that they can recreate that in this last 11 weeks here. And I do think that he now all of a sudden changes the way defenses are going to play them. That's the other aspect that's going to happen here, which now may give other guys like Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and, you know, I don't know if they'll keep Mike Williams or, you know, what they're going to do. Alan Lazard, I mean, Ty Conklin. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to have a lot of opportunities unless he forces the ball to Davante Adams.
Yeah, well, I don't think that he's going to do that. I think he's smart enough to understand, you know, at this point in his career, not to do that. But we have seen some bad throws and some questionable decisions so far. And the Bills go out and they go checka on a checka, and they go out and get Amari Cooper, not to be outdone. I feel like, I don't know, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but Josh Allen seems like one of those guys that, I mean, like, I know he was there with Steph Diggs for a while, but he's got like 50,000 people to throw to all the time. Like, if you look at all the people that get targets in a Bills game.
That's because he's running around making plays like crazy.
Right.
He just elevates everybody's game.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to remember, he's in his prime right now. So he's Aaron Rodgers 10 years ago.
Right. So I guess my question is, because I really don't know the answer to this, are they going to now kind of whittle down the amount of people getting involved in this offense to Shakir, Amari Cooper, and Dalton Kincaid? Or is it still just going to be like everybody and their mother gets targets? Because in that point, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like that when I watch that offense, I feel like it's just scatterbrained. Like anybody could be out there wearing a jersey, a Bills jersey, and Josh Allen will throw it
to
you.
It's like electric vibrating football.
Yeah, it's just like, it doesn't matter. It could be Amari Cooper. It could be Steph Diggs. It could be anybody.
It's the same thing with Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing. You know, those guys elevate everybody they play with, and that's truly the ingredient of a great quarterback. And like I said, he's in the midst of his prime, just like Patrick is, just like Aaron was 10 years ago.
So is this going to help him?
100% is going to help them. Yeah, and he's a really good player, and he's going to be perfect for them. By the way, he's 2 years younger, I believe, than Davante Adams. I believe Devontae's, I want to say, 32, and I think Amari's 30. So, you know, and all these teams and, you know, they've accepted these players with the same kind of contracts where you can get out of them next year, or you can redo them to get more in line with your own salary cap. So these are all in moves for these respective teams right now. And by the way, I think Buffalo probably said, you know, if they're doing this for Aaron Rodgers down at the Jets, we have to do something for Josh Allen. We got to take some of the pressure off of him.
Sure, absolutely,
we saw the Bills with Josh Allen making some plays. They didn't throw the ball that much. They ran the ball effectively. It was a really even game until the interception at the end of the game. And the Jets have been in three straight games. They just haven't scored a lot of points. As a matter of fact, and I know that there's this stat going around, same record, same amount of points scored, different quarterback last year for the Jets.
Yeah, I guess the play that would best sum up what I see in the Bills offense was that touchdown pass to Knox, Dawson Knox, where Dawson Knox has
barely gets any look anymore there. He's more like a blocking tight end. He's running around. Kincaid and Knox are in the same area.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just, all right.
And he catches the ball as he's coming out of the end zone.
Right. And then also, like, during the, so I think, so this is Monday night. So this this was Joe Buck. It took Joe Buck, like, 5 or 6 seconds to decide that it was Dawson Knox over Dalton Kincaid because they were so close to each other. They're two white tight ends and they both have 86 and 88. You know, like that, just like, you don't know who's out there.
Yes.
So that's why I'm like, okay, you can go and get Amari Cooper, but is it going to be any different than what's going on? Like,
This is why, you know, the Buffalo Bills will be relevant as long as Josh Allen stays upright. I mean, he's a great player. He'll have some bad games, but the one thing that he hasn't done this year that he has done in the previous couple of years that has cost him is just turn the ball over. He has not turned the ball over this year.
Yeah.
You know, he's really protecting it and doing a good job in that regard. And, you know, he's carried this team. I mean, that's how good he is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could say must win is used too much in sports talk and everything else, but it really does feel like this Jets – Steelers game is a must win for the Jets. I mean, 2-5. Ugh. You know, and then we know that the Patriots are next. You feel like you can win that game. I mean, this is a
And the Patriots are coming off of London.
Huge. Huge football game.
The Patriots are playing the
Jaguars
this week in London.
Yeah, that is like
And by the way, there are two Monday night games next week.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if London sent that game back here. Like, sorry, no thanks.
No, they want it.
No, sorry.
They paid for it.
Let's go to Tom in Shoreham. What's going on, Tom?
Good morning, boys. Love the show. Booms, let me ask you something. What if Mike Williams is running the wrong route on a consistent basis, and this is Aaron Rodgers' way of holding him accountable?
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't know if you necessarily want to do it in public. I mean, I don't know if you want to. If I asked Aaron Rodgers, you know, Breece Hall, you know, did something bad in the game on a specific play, is he going to give me the breakdown of Breece Hall's mistakes publicly? I mean,
but what if it's happening just over and over?
If you're going to tell me that happened in London, I don't know if that happened in London. It looked like he was on the red line in London and the ball was underthrown and it was thrown inside as opposed to being outside.
Okay, I get it. And just a quick compliment, boys. Gio, I love your impressions, man. We need more of them. You do Joe Beningo, Francesa. You're incredibly talented.
Well, thank
you,
Tom.
I love the show, guys.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Very, very nice. Yes.
One of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers wanted Davante Adams here in the first place, because he wanted to have this, and Alan Lazard for that matter, because he wanted to have the guys around him that understand how he plays. Like, trying to teach these guys, like I said, they've only played 6 real games together. And as Joe Beningo said, if the kicker would just hit the field goals, they probably would be 4-2.
Yeah, I really should not be surprised, but like, because that's been my go-to Joe Beningo impersonation over the last 10 years, that he dusted off, you could change the practice facility rant. Like,
yes.
I was like, you're doing it again? Come on.
He has to do it again.
You're doing it again? Let's go to John in Denville. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. So one thing that I noticed, and actually, so back in like the mid-90s, back in WCW, Hulk Hogan, he had control over his character, whether he wanted to be the champ, he got to pick who he won, and he barely lost. Isn't that pretty much Aaron Rodgers right now, just having complete control over the organization? And at the same time, WCW went out of business about 5 years later. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
I will say this. The Jets are all in, man. If you're a fan, they're doing everything they possibly can to try to win. They're doing everything possible to try to win. And I know it's hard to even fathom that right now in the middle of this season, where they are and what's going on and what happened last year. But they are trying their damnedest to figure this thing out as quickly as they possibly can and win.
I mean, it really is amazing that last year to this year, the offensive numbers with Zach Wilson as the quarterback and Aaron Rodgers with the quarterback are identical. I mean, it is that. If you would have told me that, out of like all the crazy stuff that's gone on, I mean, the Mets in the NLCS would probably still be number one.
Yes.
But that would be number two. A close second. Like, how is that possible?
I mean, yet you know, it's a couple field goals here or there. It's maybe it's a little bit different, but they also had the ball at the end of these games where, you know, you think in most games, most top end quarterbacks are leading their teams to victory the amount of time that they've had.
And three opportunities.
And you've had two interceptions on your last two plays where there was significant opportunity to go win the game.
Right.
Yeah. And you're throwing the ball to the same guy twice.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to be on another team shortly.
Maybe.
Nah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not enough footballs to go around, that's for sure. I can tell you right now.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, you talk about sucking the oxygen out of the room. As soon as Davante Adams walks in there, you know, that's 10 targets a game minimum.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then you got to realize if you got Todd Downing calling the plays, you know, he still wants to run the ball. He still wants to do the play action. He's going to want to do all of that stuff that, you know, they had some success with this week. I love the fact that Breece Hall got the ball and he ran for over 100 yards.
Sunday night's going to be something, man. Sunday night will be something. Because it's also potential game 6 NLCS, too.
It's unbelievable.
Again. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, that is as big of a game for Aaron Rodgers and Woody Johnson and everybody that's been putting this thing together. This Steeler game, they got to go into Acrisure and win that game. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. He's got the Yankees. He's got all the NFL stuff. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We love Jackpocket around here. So let's get to the Yankees and the Guardians last night. Game 2 of the ALCS, and we will start with our thriving player of the game, and he is one Aaron Judge.
Here's the 1-1. Judge hits a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track near the wall. She's gone! Aaron Judge hit the ball so high you wondered. It came down in Monument Park. It's a Judgeian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
John Sterling on the Fan doing the major league thing. Here comes the Judge. Right. Too high. It's too high. But it was a home run, and that part of the Yankees beating the Guardians 6-3 kind of capped the scoring. Alex Verdugo, Anthony Rizzo with big hits in this game as well. Anthony Volpe had a couple hits, walked, scored 2 runs. But it was Judge that was our Yankees thriving player of the game. Brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. Now, before I play the postgame, Sad, you also had, which you guys alluded to, I think, a couple times this morning, some base running issues that the Yankees had.
Gaffes.
As described no better than John, of course.
Here's the 0-2. A bouncer. And Rizzo is going to be picked off. He's in the middle between second and third. Hedges now throws to second. On the way to third, back to second, back to third, tagged out, end of inning. Boy, if that wasn't the Yankees, that's what they do. Run the bases like drunks.
Wow. Wow. Good for John.
Yeah, that's the most controversial thing said on that broadcast since Emmanuel Babari said, you could sit on my face.
That is true. I got to say, man, that's exactly accurate, by the way. So especially after the Jazz Chisholm situation.
Yes, indeed.
Hmm. Here was Judge. So we played the home run. He also had a sac fly earlier in the game. Second and third, one out, and the Guardian, Stephen Vogt, decides to walk Juan Soto intentionally to get to Judge, load the bases, maybe get out of it with a double play, maybe just hits a pop-up, but he does hit the sac fly. He was asked about it in the post game. A little different than Vientos' take, by the way.
The Guardians walk Soto in front of you. Obviously, the stakes are high. It's the ALCS. Do you take that personally, that they'd rather face you in that moment?
No, it's win or go home. You know, everything's on the line here. So it's just about you got to come up in that spot. You know, in that spot, you know, less than two, bases loaded. I'm trying to get something out to the outfield or drive some runs.
And that's what he did. He drove one run. And here was Vogt.
They were hitting the ball, you know, around the ballpark, and we needed to stop the game. And in that situation, you want to try and get double play ball. You want to try and, you know, get two outs with one pitch. You want to try and find a way to get out of that inning, and Cade did a great job doing that.
Got the sac fly and then struck out the next batter. I think it was Austin Wells, and that be that. It was 3-0 at that time, but again, a 6-3 final.
Yeah, it's amazing
final.
If you're the manager of the Guardians and the decisions you have to make, because these things can get out of whack pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And you could say he's making right decisions, wrong decisions. I think he's got to do something. He's kind of got to get himself involved. Like, Aaron Boone could just sit over there and watch for a while.
Yeah. Kenny Lofton and Manny Ramirez aren't going to walk through that door.
That's exactly right.
Speaking of walking, legends walking through the door, here was Judge. Did he think his home run ball got out?
Yeah, you never know on these windy, chilly nights what that ball's going to do when you hit the center here. But the ghosts were pulling it out there to Monument Park, that's for sure.
The ghosts were pulling it out there.
That's right up your alley, Jerry.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's funny. It's cute.
Stupid?
It's cute.
Just say that.
He's Aaron Judge. There's nothing pulling the ball out. It's his strength to push the ball out.
You don't think it had anything to do with Monument Park, huh?
I thought I saw a decomposed arm.
Come out and reach for it.
Whose arm was it?
It looked like DiMaggio's. Can't be sure.
Could have been a mixer.
I'm just curious. Like, where are all the ghosts for the Guardian franchise? Don't they deserve to win at some point?
Well, yeah. They got to deal with the Browns.
It's been a very long time.
All right. How about the ghosts of the Browns?
Those poor Cleveland fans. I do feel bad for them.
They had their chance. They get to the World Series and they got to play the stupid Cubs, who also had the same thing going.
Yes.
The ghosts were in favor of the Cubs that year. Anyhow, you've got a day off, game three in Cleveland tomorrow. Tonight at Citi Field, you've got game three of the NLCS.
Hey, Jerry, I hate to interrupt you, but I forgot to tell everybody that we are giving away Game 4 tickets to the NLCS tomorrow. So we're going to play you a Howie Rose drop right now. When you hear it next hour, that's when you call. So let's hear the drop this hour.
Whatever happened to Bob Dwyer?
Oh, God. That's very funny for us. That is
good
awesome.
Job, Howie.
Did not see that coming.
Man, I don't remember that.
Whatever happened to Bob Dwyer is the drop. Great question.
That's great.
So when you hear that next hour, one
whatever
more time.
Bob Dwyer.
Whatever happened to Bob Dwyer. You hear that next hour, you call 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And be caller number 7 and get yourself a pair of tickets to Game 4 of the NLCS tomorrow at Citi Field.
All right, well, Game 3 is tonight. Here is Luis Severino. How do you prepare for the great Shohei Ohtani?
For me, I will go to see how you Darvish pitch to him, you know, the recent righty, how they attack him. Like you say, he's a great hitter, so I have to be careful. But, you know, if I can pick my spot, you know, execute my pitches, I think I'll be good.
We'll see if he can do that. Walker Buehler was asked about pitching in the colder temperatures. Obviously, this isn't going to be 75 degrees in Southern California tonight. Matter of fact, it's going to be quite chilly.
You know what? You got to be gritty here. This is the whole thing. You got to be gritty in New York.
Well, he seems like he'll be fine.
I love pitching in the cold, personally. I don't know why or how.
When I was in college, we ended up, I think I had 10 starts. The first 10 starts, I had six that were under 30 degrees one year. So definitely something that I've kind of been used to or used to be used to.
Under 30?
Well, I mean, you do get that here in the Northeast. That's for damn when they're playing games in March.
I don't think I've ever seen 20 degrees first pitch in April.
You know, maybe because he is pitching on those days, those cold weather days, the guys batting don't really want to hit the ball.
So what are you saying? Walker Buehler's going to throw a no-hitter tonight?
No, I'm not saying that. We've got to jump on him early.
Jump on his ass.
Jump get into that bullpen. You know, start using up some of them arms.
He pitched for Vanderbilt, by the way.
Hmm.
So, must have some of those.
That's down in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he'd be cold.
You thought it was going to be like
a little
Dakota
bit of a cold snap. A little cold snap, maybe.
Right, or like, what's that, Medicine Hat University or something up in Canada.
Yeah.
All right, the Jets acquired Davante Adams from the Raiders for a conditional third-round pick. So a couple of things about the Jets in relation to this radio station. Before the trade went down, BT and Sauer given their breakdown of the game, and Brandon's had it. I mean, he loves the Jets, but he has absolutely had it, and he's kind of flipped.
All I know is this team is I hate them. I can't say it anymore. I honestly, I hate the New York Jets.
All right. This is good news for the Jets. This is exactly what he said about the Yankees, if you remember, in the middle of the season. So this is good news for the Jets.
5 minutes later, you get the breaking news from Hoffman about the trade for Davante Adams and his reaction.
They're so ass backwards, the Jets. Everything that they do is ass backwards.
Okay. And Sal were a little
were they going off
crazy
yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I understand his point. Like, you're a Jet fan. If you're not having a good season now, then when? Like, I understand.
Well, there's a long way to go, man. 11 games is a long way to go. And like Gio said, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
All right. I think I know
what's this?
Why Jerry's laughing. So, beginning of the warm-up show, not today, but yesterday, Al said a bunch of things that he didn't want to hear you say anymore.
And you just, word for word, said,
he goes, I don't want to hear Boomer. It's like, and I'm serious about this. I don't want to hear Boomer. And one of those things is a long way in, a long way to go.
A lot of season left.
There is.
But they've given you no indication.
Two-thirds of the season is left. They lost three games by a total of 10 points. A kicker has missed a couple field goals, and they added Davante Adams.
And every week...
They're in every game,
right?
Except for the game in San Francisco.
Every week they promise you, now we've got it. Oh, now we got Aaron Rodgers. Oh, now we fired Rob Saleh. Oh, now we have Davante Adams.
Yeah, I get it.
When they lose to the Steelers, who are they getting?
I don't know, Max Crosby, maybe.
That'd
who
be
knows?
A good one. Now, yes. We got Max Crosby, we're solid. Right.
No, I mean, look, it's getting late early, as they say, but there are still two-thirds of the season left. So many things can still happen. I feel like we were saying these same things about the Mets, and that Jet fan that you just heard screaming about the Jets was the same guy who was the Yankee fan screaming about the Yankees in the middle of the season.
They're so ass backwards.
I love it. I love it. I love the passion.
A lot of passion. Ass backwards, penis forwards.
Jerry. What are you doing?
Well, that is true.
Yeah. I mean, you know, boom.
Yeah, okay.
That's the way it goes.
Yes, that is the way it goes. Yes.
That is the way it goes.
Okay. I'm going to give you 30 seconds of Woody Johnson.
Oh,
he was asked if this team could still be a championship team. Do you think they could be still championship level?
You know, thinking is overrated. You have to look forward. You have to look forward to the games we're going to play each and every week and try to win all of them. And that's basic stuff, right?
You
I was saying, Talladega Nights. You've heard of that?
Yeah.
Remember that one scene? He said, "You're not a thinker. You're a driver."
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And
yeah,
a lot of times it is. You just have to go with your instinct and what's the best thing to build a team and build a winning team and build a, most importantly, build a culture.
Even the saxophone player in the background was like, "This guy's full of crap." By the way, the script writes itself.
Yes.
The owner of the Jets that nobody respects and Bill Belichick just crushed on national television said, thinking is overrated.
And referenced Talladega Nights.
Oh, Tony Johnson.
Yeah.
Wood.
Wood.
man.
You do know. It's just, and you listen to Jerry Jones and Woody, these guys are getting older, maybe a little bit more eccentric. Who knows?
Now, the quote that Diana Rossini got from Jerry Jones was, he was getting, I don't have it exactly, but paraphrasing, he was tired of getting grilled from the people he's paying. So that must be what we were, I guess it's a situation where the Cowboys, I guess, pay to put that on in the games. I don't know, but that was the quote that I saw from Diana, who I guess spoke to him. Now, here was Jerry on The Fan in Dallas yesterday. A few clips where they started to ask him about Mike McCarthy, I think. If makes pretty makes sense anyway.
You've made one in-season coaching change in your time here. That was back in 2010. And I know the records are different. You were 1-7 versus
three.
Yeah,
and I won't be making any others.
Okay, so that's fine. Now, here's where he talks about personnel being good enough. This will lead into the next setting up the next clip.
I know we have outstanding personnel. Very outstanding personnel. We just made our quarterback the highest paid player in the NFL. We just topped the receiver list charts. So we made our bed relative to how we're going to approach with our key people with the team.
Fair enough. Here's the follow-up and then the response.
Jerry, I think the counter back when you said, where are you going to get the players? You can't get them this week. Is, and you're aware of all the off-season topics.
But what is your counter? What is your damn counter?
My counter
I really want to know where you would go get it. Now, don't tell me about should gotten a guy in the off-season.
Why not?
This isn't a damn word argument just because I'm not arguing with you.
Wow. And here's where he's revisionist history, he says, is stupid.
I'm not going to sit here and waste a lot of energy, a lot of time. Let's talk about what I should have done back in 1907 or 2007. Come on. I've got more time than that, and I actually don't even have time on this great show for looking back at decisions.
And then here he's just being combative at this point.
You say you
so
don't
go into this. We can go into this. I'm saying what I'm saying. Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I love it, actually. You know, the interesting thing about what he said there, really, honestly, when you think about it, he did make Dak the highest paid player in the league, and he also gave CeeDee Lamb a top five contract at wide receiver. So, you know, the money's going one way. It can only go so far.
I think the perception is he was cheap with the money this offseason.
Well, he was because he had to pay those two players, and he's going to have to pay Micah Parsons next year.
Yep.
And by the way, if Dak's going to throw interceptions in the end zone, then guess who's not living up to his contract?
Doesn't help.
Right. And maybe those guys are trying to jade him into, I guess, going after Dak or somebody or going after a couple players.
I've heard has been totally fair.
I think so, too. I'm just saying, they're asking him questions. Yes, they're trying to get him to point to a player.
If
they would have asked Aaron Rodgers why they would have lost, he would have told them.
Yeah. Boomer, in their last four home games, they've given up 109. That goes back to the Packer playoff game.
Yes.
119 points.
So let's just forget the Packer playoff game, and let's just talk about this year, because it's this year's team that is suffering these defeats at home. The biggest problem for them is that their defense has been decimated by injury, right?
Yeah, but even before they were decimated by injury,
home game to the Saints.
They got murdered in that game.
Brutal.
And then the Ravens game, which I think the final
was
28-25. It wasn't, though. It wasn't. I know what the final score says. It wasn't. The Ravens rolled them.
So you felt like watching the Yankees last night was like watching the Ravens beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, that game.
Like you knew that there was no way
the Cowboys.
That game
was over at halftime, and I thought Baltimore took their foot off the gas.
I mean, they're giving up 41 points per game. The point differential is, 82?
Yeah.
Minus 82?
So actually,
almost 450 yards of total offense.
So you think of all that, you could make the case that they were kind to him with these questions.
I thought Mike Zimmer was going to be a great ad there.
Hasn't gone so good. The Browns traded Amari Cooper to the Bills. The Vikings acquired Cam Akers from the Texans. Hurricanes beat the Devils 4-2, and you got game three of the WNBA Finals tonight.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Game three, NLCS tonight. Luis Severino on the mound. They're wearing their black jerseys, if that means anything to you. And also there are the first pitches have been announced. The ceremonial first pitches for all three games have been announced.
Okay.
And of course,
do you want to guess?
Well, we know who it is tonight.
Yeah, it's Darryl Strawberry to Doc Gooden.
Right. Mike Piazza in one of these?
He is not. I think there's
David Wright in one of these.
No, I think they're saving those guys.
Just saving it. Okay. Oh.
I honestly think they are.
Okay. Let me see.
So you got to think 99-2000 for game four. And it's not Piazza. One of them is one of my favorite Mets.
Edgardo Alfonso.
Yeah, I think that as much as I love Piazza, I have a special place in my heart for Edgardo Alfonso.
We all love Edgardo.
I mean, he just played the game the right way. He was such like a quiet leader, and he battled his ass off, man.
All right, so Edgardo Alfonso.
Couldn't strike that guy out. Battled his ass off. Grand slam single. Robin Ventura.
Okay.
Robin Ventura to Edgardo Alfonso. And the game that I'm going to, last time I saw these guys in person, I was watching the Kansas City Royals celebrate on Citi Field's turf. Game five. Matt Harvey to Yoenis Cespedes. Yoenis back in the building.
And Matt Harvey. Good.
He's got to come out on a horse. Yoenis.
That would be unbelievable.
Like a police horse. Like Wade Boggs did celebrating the 96.
Right. Well, he has horses, right? Didn't he have like a horse ranch down in
Florida?
Yeah,
but there'll be a police horse there that he could hop on.
Yeah.
He goes out to the mound on a horse. Well, actually, he's going to be the catcher in this one. Matt Harvey's going to throw it to him. Mm. By the way, one of the funniest things, if you think about like baseball fandom pain of all time,
okay,
was when, so the Red Sox hadn't won yet, right? So you're talking about 1996. When the Yankees win the first championship of their dynasty. Wade Boggs was one of their great players in recent memory.
Got on a police horse.
Him, but think about being a Red Sox fan. That you'd had Wade Boggs for his whole career, right? Hitting 300, lovable Wade Boggs. And then you see him in a Yankee uniform celebrating a championship that you hadn't seen since 1918.
On a horse, drinking a beer.
On a police horse, drinking a beer! Yes. I mean, if you don't like that right there, if you made it through that as a Red Sox fan, man, you deserve 2004.
For him, that had to be like the most incredible feeling of accomplishment.
Oh, I'm sure. It's like Ray Bourque in the Avalanche. Yes.
A little hockey talk. I like it.
Look at that.
Yes.
8 a.m., Phil Sims going to join us, top of the hour. Phil, people always ask me what I'm doing today. You know, I'm teaching kids. You know, sometimes I got to be tough on them. Did you hear that version of the spot yet?
Yep.
Sometimes it's like 15 seconds I'm talking about being a
coach.
Yeah, coach. Mike in Garden City, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Quick question for Boomer. During that sperm bank commercial and Boomer loses it and goes off the rails, how long does it take Boomer to kind of get himself back together? Because I'm usually in the car when that happens, and I start cracking up, and I just imagine in the commercial break, he's laughing basically until you come back.
I am. You know, I got to say that Gio and Eddie, the creativity that they have put together during this is something that I look forward to every single morning.
It's definitely Eddie. Eddie's doing all of it. I'm just reading the thing.
But you know when to start and stop, and he knows when to drop, and we all sit here waiting for Eddie's creativity as to who the voice is going to be within the body of the read. So, yes, Mike, you've noticed I actually do laugh quite a bit, and then I go in there and I tell Eddie that was one of the funniest reads that we've had in a while, but then tomorrow comes, and then that becomes one of the funniest reads. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. I remember 2 weeks ago you did one with Mike and Gio had to do all the rehab, and I was dying laughing. You couldn't hold it together.
Mike, thanks, man. We appreciate it, and also thanks to the California Cryobank for allowing us to do that. Not every sponsor that with live reads allows that type of creative license.
Well, the last one that I remember that we were allowed to do that with was the Big Deck people.
Yeah. There was another one in there, too, I feel like.
Oh, Pajamagram used to.
Yeah, Pajamagram. But then they dialed it back.
That's right.
They put the thumb on you.
Yeah, they did.
They put the thumb on you and said, you know, you get a little bit too, you were crossing a line that they weren't comfortable with.
Well, I get bored, and then I got to push the envelope just to entertain myself.
See how far you can go.
But you're entertaining the masses, so I can tell you that.
I try.
Yeah, there was one in particular in that last one that I love so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.